At Camp David today, President Bush holds the second of 2 days of meetings on Iraq. The president said yesterday that the success of the Iraqi government depends on its ability to provide security and basic services, and he wants to make sure the fledgling Baghdad regime can do that. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
These meetings at Camp David can be seen as an effort to capitalize on a pair of positive stories out of Iraq last week: the death of al-Qaeda's Abu Musab al-Zarqawi and the announcement that the final key positions in the Iraqi cabinet had been filled. Yesterday morning, the president spoke briefly with reporters in a conference room at Camp David. He introduced U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, who was in Baghdad but who joined through a video teleconference.
We left off where you were talking about the way forward in Iraq and your perception of this new government.
Khalilzad replied,
"We have a major success in bringing about a government of national unity in Iraq, a government in which all communities are represented. We got a prime minister who is very much hands-on, a good chief executive with good ability to make decisions prioritizing what is needed in terms of what Iraq must do."
The White House is using this war council at Camp David, scheduled to continue today, to demonstrate the U.S. commitment to Iraq, even as polls in the U.S. show widespread discontent with the war and the president's handling of the mission. The White House says the meeting will continue today with a satellite hookup linking Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki and his cabinet with U.S. officials at the presidential retreat. President Bush looked ahead to that session.
We'll be meeting with the new government via civets. And that'll be a very interesting experience for all of us to be able to talk to our respective counterparts.
Going into yesterday's meeting, there was a lot of discussion about comments Sunday by General George Casey, who's in charge of the Iraq mission. He says a drawdown of U.S. troop levels could begin in just months. The White House, however, did not want that to be the focus of coverage of this summit. So the president downplayed the issue.
Whatever we do will be based upon the conditions on the ground, and whatever we do will be toward a strategy of victory.
In the morning yesterday, the president met with his entire national security team. In the afternoon session, additional cabinet members were there to discuss other things the U.S. can do to assure the Iraqi government will succeed. Mr. Bush said they spent considerable time talking about the Iraqi infrastructure, the need to have reliable electricity throughout the country, and about the need to get the Iraqi oil industry up to speed, boosting production.
My own view is that the government ought to use the oil as a way to unite the country and ought to think about having a tangible fund for the people. So the people have faith in the central government.
The president offered no specifics on how such a fund would work, but this session was about putting ideas on the table, searching for new ways of solving what one top White House official, Dan Bartlett, described yesterday as the, quote, very serious and vexing challenge Iraq still presents. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.